Sheep has been dumped in the forest in Fulcara. As such, the sheep has died, obviously. Clearly, it's just died. It hasn't been attacked by a dog or anything. The sheep is there, all intact. My own suspicion is, coming from a farming background, possibly the sheep has died. These mornings we see now, waking up in the morning, there's white frost. That's more likely what has taken the sheep. But going forward, Donald, this is not what we want to see going forward. We just appeal to people. I know it's tight at the moment for farmers, but we'll appeal where possible. Try and please put away an animal disposal as such. Or, look, if the worst comes to the worst, just get the spade and the shovel out and do the humanely thing and bury it somewhere. As such, better burying it than dumping it, because all it's going to create now, it's an eyesore, unfortunately, for people walking in that forest in question as such. It's not nice for them coming across. It's creating a hell of a smell. And also as well, don't know these things, these smells carry for a long distance. It's encouraging other dogs as well in the area to draw, because regardless of whether we like it or not, dogs are attracted to smells. We're on every year, every springtime, and no doubt next spring will be the same again, 25, on about people to give their dogs under control, not chasing sheep and so on, etc., not be killing sheep. And it's a wee bit very annoying today to see this sheep dumped there that should actually be either, as I say, an animal disposal waste or otherwise buried if the worst comes to the worst, because it's just creating a problem, and I don't want to see this going forward either, don't want to be quite honest with
you. And because it's dumped in a forestry which is Quilter property, that means the council cannot play any role in disposing of it. You've been on to Quilter, you're hoping Quilter will get this disposed of sooner rather than later.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping, Donald, that Quilter will address this issue to deal with it. I've been on to them, I've got no reply yet, but I've been on to them and I hope this will happen. And it's important to point that out as well. The council cannot go on to private ground to lift whatever it may be, rubbish, a sheep, a dead dog, etc. That's not their role. They're prohibited from doing that, so that's important to point out, because people assumed that the council should be doing it. The council can't do it. It's not that they don't want to do it, they're prohibited from doing it because it's private ground. It's a Quilter-owned forestry, and that's the point going forward here on that. It's private ground regardless who owns it, but it's private ground. So we're in a bit of a catch-22 at the minute, Donald, unfortunately.